Back out here at the Georgetown Fair, coming to you courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio. And I think we're going to have a great night out here at the Georgetown Fair weather-wise. But, hey, you don't want to take my word for it. You can trust the Channel 3 weather team, Mr. Jacob Dickey. Great to see you.
Hey, good to be out here. Third year I think I've been out here with you, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah. And I think you're good luck, because I don't think we've had a rained-out concert since you've been here.
No, last year there was, I think, 7/100ths that fell right before the concert, and then the other years have been quiet. We missed it today. You know, they're kind of, talking about the rain numbers they want, and they'd like to have a quarter inch of rain before the concert to keep the dust down. We didn't get quite that, but I think the dust is down, even with what little rain we got here, and that should be it for the day. So weather overall looks like it'll hold. Can't discount a stray shower, but we're going to be having a great time here tonight, aren't we?
Tell me why you got into the weather business. This is a crazy business.
Yeah, some folks have a story they know. You know, this tornado affected them or this hurricane affected them. I just grew up loving the weather. 2.5 years old, my parents said that, I was that 2.5-year-old kid grabbing everything, pressing buttons and whatnot. Press 362, and on DirecTV, that was the Weather Channel. And up popped the Weather Channel on the maps, and they said something changed from that moment on. Just have loved it as a kid. Dad and I, we'd go storm chase. Well, not storm chasing, but, I convinced him to take me to the edge of town to look at the storms go by. And then eventually that turned to storm chasing, and it's just been a love that for a long time in my life. A lot of fun, and it's really cool because, weather's fun, but it's fun to connect with people.
It is fun to connect with people, but lately on social media, people have been going crazy when it comes to weather, whether it's the Texas flood, whether it was the stuff in North Carolina. I had some good friends of mine who know I'm a meteorologist get in touch with me and say, Dennis, this has to be weather modification, right? And I just roll my eyes and say, no, this is pretty normal weather. It's just unusual weather, but that doesn't mean it's abnormal, and certainly we aren't seeing weather modification. How do you explain to the average person who may not have had as much science as we did what's going on in the weather today?
I think a lot of it, there's a lot of bad information that's really, torn through social media. I think that's the problem. And sometimes I think, too, I don't know if it's even folks that are here that are posting a lot of those comments. I feel like there might be some foreign entities that have snuck in and are saying things. And, I don't know how you address that. That's a whole topic that we try and stray away from. But it's just getting harder and harder to address that. When you talk about weather modification, I think that as a Christian, when you talk about what God created, there's so much intricacy to think that we would have the ability to control. Now, we can alter and change, right? That's still a possibility. As a way to think about it, though, you talk about one single thunderstorm. We've got a few of those around here in recent weeks. A single thunderstorm has the energy equivalent to the energy released by a small nuclear weapon. I mean, that's a massive amount of energy. You would think that if we were doing things that we would see that, and it would take so much energy, so much work to do that. Now, cloud seeding's been a big topic of conversation. Cloud seeding's always been there. Cloud seeding's meant for individual storms just like that, and you're not creating storms. You're trying to make those storms more efficient for rain producers, specifically in areas that are facing drought conditions there. You talk about the Texas floods. I mean, it's 4-6 trillion gallons is the number of rain down there. You cannot create that amount. I mean, that's insane to think that we'd have that capability, how much energy that takes. And so, I always am up for a friendly discussion, but it's really unfortunate, I think, that how sometimes that discussion is kind of derailed. And I'm not certain that a lot of that, sometimes people come on my Facebook page. I'm like, that's totally a foreign bot. That ain't someone from Central Illinois. We're nicer and politer and smarter than that, I think.
I think that's a good point indeed. And when I look at all these events, yes, weather models, they're not capable of telling you you're going to get 20 inches over a pinpoint area and half inch somewhere else 5 miles away. They're not that sophisticated. They're great, but they're not that pinpoint. But when I look at all the weird weather events we've had, they were actually modeled fairly well.
Yeah, I mean, overall, the weather data handles things pretty good here. Across the United States, I think there's 19,000 drainage basins when you add the creeks and rivers and streams. When you talk about a 1 in 1,000-year flood event, well, technically, you should have 19 of those a year based on statistics there. So, you know, we should see those. But I think a couple of things play a role in that. One, when I heard about what happened in Texas, I thought back to the day Gibson City had major flooding a couple of years back. That day, we said internally, somewhere could get 5 to 10 inches of rain. Have me say that on TV and they would tar and feather me. I mean, it would be, you know, people would say, you missed that forecast so bad because it was such an isolated event. In Texas Hill Country, that's Flash Flood Alley down there. There's been flooding there for generations because of the terrain and the tropical moisture that can come on through. I think that the last major flood they had like this back in the 80s, I mean, there were a number of people killed in that. This was just a really unfortunate. Question for you, when it's 2-3 a.m., are you up watching the weather conditions? I think most folks at home probably sleeping, right? It just happened where, you know, the day before, hey, could be some flooding tonight, could happen. But once things really escalated, that was in the heart of the night. And I really think that we would not have as much of a fatality, a death loss down there if it was in the afternoon versus the middle of the night.
And that's why I know I'm old-fashioned, folks, but I keep my weather radio on all the time, especially when I go camping or I'm out in the rural areas where I know I'm not going to have great cell signal. That's the way to do it. Jacob, I've also seen these nutcases that are going after NEXRAD radars. And, you know, they're so worried about floods and problems through weather modification, but the NEXRAD radars are what keep us safe by letting us know what's coming.
Yeah, there was a radar in Oklahoma City that just got damaged. And that was just, you know, sometimes I don't know how to address those things. To be honest, we need more radars because those radars are showing what's going on. Here in Vermilion County, in the past 6 months, how many tornadoes have we had that have been literally under the radar, right? We've had a couple of those instances here, so it'd be nice to get another radar over in this direction. You know, I feel like I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but I've always thought they aren't going to do the sky if they're trying to get you. What about, like, the food system? What about the water system? Things like that. But, I think my boss is calling me. I can't say anything more, right? I'm just teasing. I'm teasing. But, you know, the idea of you know, boy, this went somewhere else that I didn't know where it was going. Where are you taking me here?
Hey, always got to take you off the rails a little bit, but one thing's for sure, you have a great responsibility there at Channel 3 in Champaign because this is the agricultural center of Illinois when it comes to corn and soybeans, and weather is a big part of that. That's an awesome responsibility of what you do every day.
Yeah, it is, and I think people love getting educated, and that's what I do online and on TV is I'm going to educate people about the weather, and so I even teach at Parkland College just to be involved in that process there. So we may have gone a little off the rails. I think we should get back on the rails. Georgetown Fair. Nothing going off the rails here. We're having a lot of fun out here, aren't we?
Having a lot of fun. Should be great weather for the big concert tonight. Gates open here just a little bit. Coming up at 6, 7:30, Roseland takes the stage. And then, of course, Ms. Priscilla Block is going to put on a great show. And you're guaranteeing me good weather, right?
Yeah, I think that we won't have any washouts, that's for sure. Maybe a few stray sprinkles, but honestly, this front coming through, that's good. That's going to help take those dew point values down. Maybe not in time, but we're working towards some nicer weather here for a little bit. More rain chances, though, tomorrow and into the week ahead.
Enjoy your work over at Channel 3 quite a bit. And when a meteorologist tells that to another meteorologist, I hope you realize how important that is. Thanks for visiting with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And if you're listening right now, come on out to the Georgetown Fair. We'd love to see you. And we'd love to hear your weather stories, too, wouldn't we?
Come on down to the Georgetown Fair. Enjoy the last night of great fair food. Remember, the calories start counting on Monday. From the Georgetown Fair, from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio, this is Dennis Michelson. Thanks for joining us all week.